tonight between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Studio B, it's the Jonathan Wright Show. Find it right here at revolution.radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Just sort of sticks with me. Oh, okay. I'm nice and centered, nice and relaxed. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Something like that. Yes, it's Monday. How is everybody? Did you have a nice weekend? It's President's Day. I forgot. So it's a holiday. So it's a nice mellow morning. It seemed mellow. It seemed very mellow. It's still mellow. Yes. I'm mellow. You're mellow. They call it mellow yellow. I'm just wild about Saffron. She's just mad about me. But hey, we got a show to do. We got a Benjamin Fulford report. And I have a little announcement. I guess you probably heard. We've been kind of talking about it. The station is being, you know, Willow put it very eloquently in that, yeah, it's adolescent now. The station's like 11 years old, so it's going into its teen years, right? Remember when you were like 10 and you're like, now I'm in the double digits, you know, when you're a kid, and then you're 11 and now, you know, you feel like officially you might be entering that special age and, you know, you're feeling like you want to start expressing yourself a little differently. So that's actually, I guess, kind of what is happening. Just by natural evolution, I guess, of the way things go in fate and life. And so the station is going through, hopefully, an upgrade. What we've done is we've done some preliminary alpha testing, basically getting the technology stack and process down so that we know that it is possible. What we want to do is possible. Can we do this? Can we do that? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And you can play that in reverse speech if you want. I bet mine sounds better than Obama's. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Go ahead, reverse that and see what you get. Because you know what you got with Obama. Anyway, so the only problem is, of course, we've been doing audio and now we're going to do video included. And we need to be able to accommodate two studios, multiple streams. So there's a lot of bandwidth involved. The bandwidth is not the problem. That is taken care of. The problem is the processing. Our computers, our servers, our audio, Studio A and B are going to remain the same. And we've been developing this preliminary upgrade on the Hawk's Nest, which is back in 2016, it was at what they call end of life. So, you know, it's okay for a spare server for A and B. It's okay to do sandbox testing, but it's not good for production of video streaming. And what we've got is a really good, I guess you could call it a proprietary technology stack that allows you, the hosts, gives them an option. Nothing's going to change as far as standard broadcasting. That's always free. It's always been free and it'll always be free, I guess. To Studio A and B, you call in normally the way you do. That's not going to change. All you got to do is say yes. And then when we implement it, we'll get with you briefly to explain basically what's happening. But the end result is you're going to go out on several different platforms, at least six, I think, right now we have lined up live. We'll also have a live video feed on our webpage that's going to always stream whatever's on there, regardless of whether you're sharing your webcam or your web pages, if you want to do presentation or there or not. So basically, we're going to make it so everything is done in-house, which is kind of the way Hawk always wanted to do things. Most everything will be done in-house. And then you'll have options of also going out to several other places like X, for example. And hell, we might even try Facebook. It's not on our preliminary list. but you know, what's the worst they could do? Kick us off. Okay. And so you'll have several other options and ways to spread your word and the station's word. So right now we've done a little bit of announcement and many hosts have expressed an interest and positive feedback. Okay, great. That's great. So we know that we want to go forward. We were thinking, like, if nobody wants to do it, well, why put the time and effort into it? But it seems it is something that people would want, and it would benefit everybody all the way around. So now we are in a donation mode for our server. We're trying to raise, say, $1,300, roughly between $1,000 and $1,500, depending on, you know, which setup we actually go for. We're probably going to just build it from scratch. So we'll get hopefully component by component, and depending on how fast the money comes in. So if you want to donate toward our server fund, just put a note in your donation. I think there's a place, depending on how you donate, where you could stick a little note in, just put the word server, or you could send a message in our chat or whatever saying, hey, I'm donating to the server fund, blah, blah, blah. Just let us know so we know that the donation that you send should go toward the server fund and not the regular pay the bills fund. So that being said, welcome to Monday. I'm Roclone number two, and I'm usually busy doing other things, but they told me to come on in and make this announcement. All the other clones are busy, and the Right Reverend is doing top secret things. So you're stuck with me. What do we got? We have a chat room as well. And in fact, on top of the upgrade, we've actually developed, there's something else that's down the pike, what we'll call phase two. And I'm not going to give it away, but it's something that we've discovered in our preliminary testing going, holy shit, pardon my Vietnamese, but this is something that's, wow, very, very amazing. And we'll be able to offer it in the future, because phase two is going to require a better server. We tried to test some things with phase two on Hawk's Nest, and it failed miserably. So phase one is up and ready to rock. We've got the technology stacked down. We have the sequences and what we want to do. And of course, all we need to do now is implement it on a real production server. And then we'll make that announcement that we're ready to rock. And then people can start rolling. We'll, you know, So there. Welcome to Monday. And here's our chat room. We have at revolution.radio. You can click on the chat button, or you can go to like tinyurl.com/00radio or tinyurl.com/r/radio chat, the letter R and then the word radio chat. Or click on the link. Or use the really, or whatever. And in our chat room, we have Gear Jammer WD and Irish. We have Pat Krolik. We have Surrey Sunflower. There's Flippy. There's Flea. Who else? Memes. Scrolling. Wally, Smarter Scientist. Kind of slow today. Noreen was in there earlier. May Street 139. Yeah, it's a slow day. It's nice and... Well, it started out, it looked like it was going to be a bright, cheery day, but now it's windy, like hurricane, sort of like maybe I'll get blown off to Oz or Never Never Land. I don't know. I wouldn't mind living in Oz. There's a few horrors there, but that'd be kind of relaxing. Probably not, but I don't know. All right. Should probably just get right into the Fulford Report, because I have nothing else to say, except that please donate to our server fund. And then the sooner that we get that money, we'll just go ahead and build it and start transmitting. Yeah. Video. We've got a way to take. So if you're a host and you want to share your Skype screen, and Skype is famous for being clunky and stuff. Well, you can still actually use Skype, but we've got a way to grab that Skype info, the data, and pipe it right on through to our streaming server in full duplex and full authoritative high definition, if you will, without fussing with Skype and messing it up. So there's on the outside, it's transparent. You just call in and share your screen. And then we've got some other stuff later on that it's in the works, but you don't, nothing changes for the host and stuff. So we make that possible. And, yeah, it should be exciting. I'm excited. I've been putting a lot of work in it, but I'm excited to learn a little bit because I can actually say that I've learned a few things. I've had to do some crash course research, go like, what? Okay, this happens, but I don't know anything about this. So, oh, okay, I know this now. So, all right. And, yeah, and AI is not even involved. There's no AI, but we have automated some processes, at least with scripts and things, you know, like being able to kind of like we've automated now the breaks and stuff. Okay, you know, the person calls in and the breaks go, and then there's also all the audio plugs like, okay, does this go here and this goes to there? And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff you could do with video and overlays and blah, 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 blah. All right, I'm rambling. The Fulford Report does not necessarily reflect the views of Revolution Radio or any of its appendages. It is, by definition, the Fulford Report, you know, by Benjamin Fulford. And my cat just wants to be the center of attention. You need some more Cheriston soon. Yeah, that's what I think. All right, but I'm going to move you right over there so I have the keyboard in front of me. And now, without further ado, except for a sip of whatever this is. Yes. It's the Fulford Report. Here we go. Now, having made a big leap, we can put an end to the Satanists forever. Oh, yeah, Ben? Isn't it what you were telling me last year? Just say that. I sure hope you're right this time. Here we go. The satanic Khazarian mafia ruling class in the West is more vulnerable than at any time in its history. This is because a critical mass of people have woken up to the fact that our governments are our mortal enemies. With strong pressure from the white hat military, together with farmers, truck drivers, and ordinary citizens, we can remove them from power and hold them accountable. Yeah, did you guys hear? I guess I've been watching some stuff about the truck drivers are like, look, we're going to finish whatever runs we got right now to New York City or New York or whatever. But after that, no more runs. None of the truckers. And then you're like, we're spreading it. We're spreading the word to all the truckers. So don't accept any runs to New York City. So I guess they're going to turn it into a food desert. That ought to be interesting. Back to the Fulford Report. I don't know. It's garbled here. Something for his part is still trying. I think it's the Khazarian mafia for their part are still trying to poison us. Yes. And otherwise kill us or force us into submission. Like Romanian dictator Nicola Ceaușescu. Nicolae Ceaușescu, who dramatically increased repression before being overthrown and executed. And my friend was there. This attempt will fail. I mean, she was a baby. She was really little, but she remembers she was telling me about it. I guess she was a little older than the baby. Anyway, however, they took him right out and shot him behind the police station. Yeah. And there's some video of he was like up there, you know, with his wife all blah, 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 telling all the pissed off Romanians and they're getting angry. And guys like whispering like, man, you had me better. We need to go. Nah, and they grabbed him and I'm the president of Romania. No, you're not. Bam. And his wife too. And they said she was really like, I don't like to speak bad of dead people or anything, but they said that she stank, you know, that she was really, let's say, unhygienic. How about that? Back to the Fulford Report. However, we need to take immediate action because the Khazarian mafia ruling class is literally now trying to kill us. Well, you think, look at the situation with Ukraine grain. The Khazarian mafia is trying to bankrupt European farmers by flooding Europa with underpriced Ukrainian grain that has been deliberately poisoned. According to Polish intelligence, food products from Ukraine are poisoned with nanoparticles that cause addiction and confusion. Is that why the fish sticks taste so good? To get us to eat their toxic food, the World Economic Forum, or WEF, has proposed a complete ban on producing our own food. Yes, did you know? 30%! Farmers cost 30%! I don't even care if it's freaking true. I heard this, I don't know where I was, but I wasn't home. But I heard they were talking about, like, farmers growing their own food caused, like, 30% of the carbon and, you know, blah, 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 for the carbon that we have to... And you know what? I was thinking to myself, I know it's not true and it's bullshit, but I don't even care if it's true. I don't even care if it's true. We're humans and we're not going to eat bugs. I'm not going to eat bugs. I'm not going to do it. And now you're telling me I can't grow my own food. I got a quick story. Maybe I told it before, but I ate two cheeseburgers when I should not have. They were the Omaha Steaks. I think Willy Wonka got a job there because I ate these two cheeseburgers on a Sunday, and I wasn't hungry until like Thursday or Friday. Thursday night. I mean, like, after the third day, I was starting to worry. So I was like, this never happened. Like, I'm just not hungry. And then I was thinking, maybe this is actually financially viable. If I eat two cheeseburgers every Sunday and go till Friday, so I don't have to eat the whole week, no lunches, nothing, that actually might work. I'm going to have to calculate that out. Anyway, back to the Fulford Report. To get us to eat their toxic food, they've proposed a complete ban on producing our own food, citing its favorite excuse, climate change. Meanwhile, giant agribusiness corporations such as Cargill, DuPont, and Monsanto, owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, and banking, are smugglingly, falsely labeling grain. Are smuggling falsely labeled grain into Europe. European farmers in at least 14 countries are fighting to avoid bankruptcy over the grain. Farmers are blocking roads to stop imports while government officials are trying to circumvent the blockade by shipping grain by ship, according to Polish intelligence. And so we have places where things are happening. Malta, Spain, Portugal, Italy, France, Ireland, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, Deutschland, Poland, Romania. I like to sing Romania as also as well. So no disrespect towards Ukraine, because I sing Romania also. So also in Greece, Romania, and Belarus. That's interesting that Belarus is on the list. French farmers are now not only stopping foreign food trucks, but also handing out free food to everyone. Okay, so, you know, you can't see it yet, but soon you'll be able to see it. I'm working on a way to try to project it to the chat room, but that's like phase three. We're not there yet. All right. Europeans are lucky that their farmers are still fighting to protect their food supplies. A new study shows that 4 out of 5 Americans have been poisoned by chloramiquat, chloride, a plant growth chemical that reduces fertility and harms developing fetuses, even in doses below acceptable levels set by regulators. It is found in wheat and oat products, including brands such as Cheerios and Quaker Oats. This is just one of many poisons found in the foods we use or consume on a daily basis. This is intentional. Remember, the owners of megacorporations deliberately poisoned you and your family. They have repeatedly stated that they plan to kill 90% of humanity and enslave the rest. Who are these people? It turns out that the largest shareholders of 88% of the companies in the S&P 500 index are BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. These same funds also own pharmaceutical companies that have just killed tens of millions of people with toxic vaccines. Make no mistake, this is a deliberate mass murder. Recent government data from England shows that 1 million vaccinated people have died since the COVID-19 bioweapon attack began in 2020, compared with 61,000 deaths among unvaccinated people. This comes as we receive new testimony from Fannie Willis's father, the district attorney attacking U.S. Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump about what he knew about the 2019 COVID plan.
Do you spend any time in 2019 in California?
No, and the reason I didn't is that when I first came here, the answer is no, I did not. What happened was COVID. Once COVID hit, I was just paralyzed. I couldn't go anyplace. I couldn't go anything. I mean, I'm a theater buff. I used to go to theater at least once a week. But when COVID hit, I just couldn't. I couldn't go to the dentist, which I need to do. Or, you know, I just, it was just a thing. So I was just stuck. I was just stuck there.
I may be wrong, but I believe COVID hit in 2020. So I was asking about 2019. In 2019, did you spend any time in California?
Before COVID was even here in the United States, remember I'd lived in South Africa and I've traveled the world. I knew COVID was coming before. I knew COVID was around before. They may have announced it in 20, but in fact, I knew about it and I knew what was happening in 19.
Okay. In a sign that the Khazarian mafia are concerned about the response to vaccine-related killings, the French government has just passed a law dubbed the Pfizer Article, which could result in up to three, count them, 1, 2, 3 years in prison, or a 45,000 euro fine for anyone who criticizes mRNA treatment. Wow. These criminals are also developing plant-based vaccines, quote-unquote, that will be easily integrated into the food supply, all without the knowledge of the public.
Chicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery, but inside these plants, they're growing a new kind of vaccine. The technology is called a virus-like particle.
At Medicago, we use a careful step-by-step process to develop vaccines, using our plants as mini bioreactors. We start with the gene sequence or code of a virus. We then use our technology to synthesize the virus code into a real biological product. The code contains genetic instructions that our plants can read, and we insert it into bacteria called Agrobacterium tumefaciens. We submerge the plants in a bath with the bacteria that carries the information into the plant cells. And using a vacuum, we suck out the air between the plant cells and replace it with the liquid. The plants absorb it like a sponge. At the end of their bacterial bath, we return our plants to a carefully controlled greenhouse to let them get on with their natural growing business for at least 4 days. Now the plants will start producing the most important ingredient of our vaccines, virus-like particles.
Well, aren't they clever? We're going to put virus-like particles in your cabbage. Yeah. This means, or in your lettuce, too, this means Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock are legitimate military targets. The special forces need to seize their headquarters and determine the names and addresses of the mass murderers who control these organizations. Here's the address of Vanguard. It is at 100 Vanguard Boulevard in Malvern, Pennsylvania. 19355-2000. For State Street, the address is 1 Congress Street, Boston, Massachusetts, United States. And for BlackRock, the headquarters is at 50 Hudson Yards, New York, New York, United States. If you are in the military or police, insist on stopping by and searching these individuals. This is a matter of life and death for you and your family. Of course, we know who many of the owners are. Last week in Munich, Germany, child torturer of mass murderer Hillary Clinton Rockefeller was seen with her fellow terrorist mass murderer Tedros Ghebreyesus of the WHO, the World Harm Control Organization, as Ben puts it here. This is a real woman, fat and old, by the way, and not one of many actors in rubber masks who replace her. The question is, why is Hillary still alive, let alone free? Now, Ben, I don't know. Didn't you say that she was already been, like, executed or something? Somebody said that somewhere, but yeah, that looks like a... doesn't even look like her. It's like some woman that looks kind of like Hillary. I don't know. Wait, I'm going to put it in the chat room and then you guys can see too. Why should I have all the fun? Hang on. Copy image. Here, what do you think? Maybe it is Hillary. Right. Damn it. That's not what I wanted to do. My windows are out of place. My fingers are uncoordinated today. What's going on? Okay. There's a little thingy. It says it's from Tedros Adhanom. He's a terrorist. Thank you, Secretary at Hillary Clinton, for a great discussion. Wait.
Thank you, Secretary at Hillary Clinton, for a great discussion on global health challenges, including pandemic preparedness and the pandemic record. Sometimes he says things like... Anyway.
Be nice, Ro. Tedros, Hillary, and other Khazarian mafia leaders gather at Khazarian mafia headquarters in Geneva to try to impose their global pandemic treaty on the countries of the world. This would allow them to seize complete totalitarian world power in the event of an emergency of their making. And then we have a video that shows Tedros spewing spewing fear porn in an attempt to bully us into submission.
There will be another disease X.
Oh, yeah, he says disease. All right, boo-boo. You're going to have to just go there for a moment. I'm sorry. You're just way too spoiled. My cat's like, let me just sit right here on your keyboard. No, I am doing my Tedros impression.
There will be another disease X or disease Y or diseases. And under current circumstances, the world remains unprepared for the next disease X and the next pandemic.
The painful lessons we learned are in danger of being forgotten as attention turns to many other crises confronting our world. But if we fail to learn those lessons, we will pay dearly next time. And there will be a next time. History teaches us that the next pandemic is a matter of when, not if. It may be caused by an influenza virus or a new coronavirus, or it may be caused by a new pathogen we don't even know about yet, or what we call disease X. There has been a lot of attention on disease X, especially recently. But in fact, it's not a new thing. We first used the term disease X in 2018. It was just the same time I spoke here in this government site summit in 2018. And we used disease X as a placeholder for a disease we don't even know about yet, but for which we can nonetheless prepare. COVID-19 was a disease X, a new pathogen causing a new disease. But there will be another disease X, or a disease Y, or a disease Z. And as things stand, the world remains unprepared for the next disease X and the next pandemic.
Well, thank you, Tedros. We also saw Klaus Schwab Rothschild at the World Government Summit in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, last week, calling for the merging of our physical, biological, and digital identities, quote unquote. Also, being honest, he said, we need an ethical framework to ensure we keep the ghost of an AI in the bottle, or I guess there's the genie of the AI in the bottle, and we don't create a utopian future. Yes, that's right. AI could actually help us create an awesome world to live in. But do you think they're going to allow that? Come on. We're going to have to fight for that and do things that I can't say on the radio. That's right. Of course, the White Hats are in business. A senior U.S. Space Force official contacted us after a long conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin and said that U.S. President Donald Trump was in Moscow when Tucker Carlson interviewed Putin earlier this week. Important documents were delivered to Trump personally, and as a result, we're in for a very interesting few weeks. The source also said U.S. officials will soon have a big surprise regarding Iran. Apparently, this is due to Iran's official statement that Antarctica is its property. Yeah, I love that one. There is a lot of activity at the North Pole, as well as in Greenland at the Thule base, now called Pituffik Space Base. Russia is very active at the North Pole, as well as the South Pole. Now it is as important as Antarctica. The Russians already have a large underground base there. This is in partnership with the White Hat Alliance. There's a reason the mainstream media news doesn't say anything about this. Yeah, actually, you can see the most modern all-year-round, quote-unquote, research station right at the South Pole by the Russians is called Vostok. Now, the older pictures of Vostok are a couple little huts, and, you know, it didn't look very... But the new one, it's like this several-story, big, multi-unit buildings thing, you know, yeah. So Vostok Station now is, hell, I'll go down there and stay for a while. Might be fun. All right, let's see. In what might be related to this, video has surfaced of space weapons setting fires in Chile, just as they recently did in Maui and Mexico. Yeah, and also during the Tucker Carlson interview, some people were saying that something happened in Moscow with what appeared to be directed energy weapons, where there was a large area of Moscow that just sort of went up in flames. Anyway, immediately after this, the chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee said that there was a serious threat to national security that was somehow related to space. And he said here, today the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence has made available to all members of Congress information concerning a serious national security threat. I am requesting that President Biden declassify all information relating to this threat so that Congress, the administration, and our allies can openly discuss the actions necessary to respond to this threat. But you're not worth the truth.
It's national security. You don't need to know. Hey.
All I can say is that we keep hoping that the space cowboys will arrive soon to shoot down the Khazarian Mafia-equipped satellites and catch the bad guys before they start their fake alien invasion. Meanwhile, back on the planet's surface, it appears that Asia's secret societies have made a big move following the sudden death of Angela Chow. Chow was a Chinese shipping oligarch and member of the Harvard Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, a member of the Board of Governors of the Bank of China, and the daughter-in-law of Senator Mitch McConnell. Is it Mitch McConnell? It says Mitch McDonnell, but I think they mean Mitch McConnell. Who is the daughter-in-law of... Wait a minute. Angela Chow? Okay, let me read that again. Angela Chow, she died. She was a shipping oligarch, a member of Harvard and the CFR, and on the board of the Bank of China, and daughter-in-law of Senator Mitch McConnell. Recently, a large amount of cocaine was found on one of its ships in an incident that was hushed up. Oh, wait. So he's connected to somebody who's connected to, like, a huge thing of importing cocaine on big giant ships. She also married a billionaire who died. Oh, also he died a few months after their wedding. Since she was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, this means that she was Rockefeller's top agent in China. Her sister Elaine has held senior positions in the U.S. government under every president since Ronald Reagan. Angela Chow's death will obviously have huge consequences. So that's interesting. You see how everything's related and interfamily. Oh, they're this person because they're married to that person. And they own these companies that get these deals. And then, of course, they're going to make, like, they have to make insider trading legal because they all know too much because they're all connected. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, Asian secret societies are saying that once everyone returns from the Lunar New Year holiday, which begins late this week and early next week, big things will happen in China with the start of the Year of the Dragon. They promise the peaceful reunification of Taiwan and China, reunification of North and South Korea, and regime change in Japan are also possible. We cannot talk about much, but we can say that the new Japanese emperor visited Korea and Taiwan as part of these preparations. Which is probably what all of this has to do with it. Vice Admiral Fred W. Catcher succeeds Vice Admiral Carl O. Thomas as the 54th commander of the United States 7th Fleet. It is the world's largest forward-deployed naval force. The traitors to the rules-based world order in the Navy who caused the January 1st earthquake in Japan have been eliminated. Speaking of removing traitors, the so-called United Secretary of Defense, United States Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, is definitely gone. Russian Security Council spokesman Mikhail Popov noted that while Lloyd Austin was in the hospital, Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks was on vacation in Puerto Rico, and U.S. President Joe Biden and his National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan learned of the situation several days later. We are not talking about a banana republic, but a nuclear country that constantly claims to be a global hegemon, Popov emphasized. Now we have the headline, Defense Secretary Austin moved to ICU, doctors say. The puppeteers of the Khazarian mafia took this story as far as they could. Now we are waiting for the official announcement of his death due to unforeseen complications, comments a Pentagon source. And now we've got a couple photos here that say, we have three photos. You decide which of them is the real Lloyd Austin. All right, so I'll copy them and put them in just so you can see. So this is photo number one. Upload. And then we have photo. Are they the same person? I don't know. I'm just putting them in. Number two. And then there's number copy image three. Yeah. That's the three we have. Maybe they're clones. Defense Secretary, okay, blah, 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 blah. Hinting at a new Russia-United States military alliance. Wouldn't that be nice if we could actually get along with Russia? Wouldn't that be cool if we could just like, real-life U.S. military chief Donald Trump said he would encourage Russia. Oh, yeah. He would encourage Russia to do whatever it wants with NATO members that don't meet their fair share of their 2% defense spending. Look, you got to kick it up every month. If you don't, I'm going to tell them to just come and do whatever they want. You know, you got to kick it up, huh? You got to pay. You got to pay. Well, I'm going to send Lefty Two Guns after you. Well, this time it's going to be Vladimir. Send Vlad. The Russians are going to come get you. What better enforcers? Oh, the Don is spoken immediately after this. The head of the main operations directorate of the Russian General Staff, Colonel General Sergei Rudoskoy, said the military personnel from NATO countries under the guise of mercenaries are servicing air defense systems, multiple launch rocket systems, and tactical systems in Ukraine. This means that Russia has an official reason to declare war, just as Trump says he will not defend NATO.
NATO!
Average Europeans would welcome Russian intervention at this point. As Putin notes, for example, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock is hostile not only towards Russia, but also towards her country. It is difficult to imagine that a government official of such level would neglect the economic interests of his country and his people to such an extent. The farmers' revolt in Europe shows the true feelings of Europeans toward their governments. It's no surprise that the EU's Klaus Schwab Rothschild, Ursula von der Leyen, and Pfizer CEO Albert met last week in Davos for more than 3 hours behind closed doors in an emergency meeting. Matt Wallace, he tweeted out a tweet, says, Klaus Schwab reported he met with the CEO of Pfizer, Albert, for more than 3 hours. Okay. It sure is a little Klausy Schwab. Okay. You know what the guy looks like. They know they are doomed. In a visible sign of this, French prosecutors recommend that cement maker Lafarge face trial on terrorism financing charges over its past activities in Syria. It is important because we are talking about the criminal prosecution of the Rothschild company for supporting ISIS. This opens the way to the arrest of real members of the Rothschild clan. It is also clear that the Rothschild operation to launder Ukraine money has been stopped by their puppets in the so-called U.S. government. Has been stopped. Sorry, I'm distracted here. So the money laundering, the Rothschild money laundering operation in Ukraine has been stopped. Their puppets in the so-called government say, war in the Middle East, let's package funding for Ukraine. Border crisis, Ukraine is more important. Russian space nuclear weapons, the solution is to finance Ukraine. The money doesn't come. Watch Marjorie Taylor Greene say British Foreign Secretary David Cameron demanding the U.S. provide more aid in the Ukraine, in the Ukraine could kiss my ass.
Secretary David Cameron says that you should vote through funding for Ukraine. What do you say to that?
I think he tried to compare us to Hitler also. And if that's the kind of language he wants to use, I really have nothing to say to him.
Well, he likened you to an appeaser to Hitler in not voting through funding for Ukraine. Are you an appeaser for Putin?
I think that I really don't care what David Cameron has to say. I think that's rude name-calling, and I don't appreciate that type of language. And David Cameron needs to worry about his own country, and frankly, he can kiss my ass.
But do you think Putin's the good guy in all this?
Slammed the door. When's the last time a congressperson said that on air? Kiss my ass. I'm just curious. I want to know, like, is she the first one to ever go, you know what, that person can kiss my ass, kiss my grits, whatever it is. Was there any, I'm sure there was another Congress critter at some point in history. Can anybody research that and dig that up? Anyway. let's see. This is a sign of pure desperation by the Khazarian mafia deep state. They know the game is over, says a Pentagon source. We also saw Robert Kennedy Jr. drop truth bombs on NATO expansion, the military-industrial complex, and the real reason for the war on Ukraine. This is a great expose of who is behind the scenes.
This is a war that should have never happened. It's a war the Russians tried repeatedly to settle on terms that were very, very beneficial to Ukraine and us. The major thing they wanted was for us to keep NATO out of the Ukraine. The big military contractors want to add new countries to NATO all the time. Why? Because then that country has to conform its military purchases to NATO weapon specifications, which means certain companies, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, General Dynamics, Boeing, and Lockheed, get a trapped market. Through March of 2022, we committed $113 billion. Just to give you an example, we could have built a home for almost every homeless person in this country. We then committed another $24 billion since that 2 months ago, and now President Biden's asking for another $60 billion. But the big, big expenses are going to come after the war, when we have to rebuild all the things that we destroyed. Mitch McConnell was asked, can we really afford to spend $113 billion to Ukraine? He said, don't worry. It's not really going to Ukraine.
It's going to American defense manufacturers.
So he just admitted it's a money laundering scheme. And who do you think owns every one of those companies? BlackRock. So Tim Scott, during the Republican debate, said, don't worry, it's not a gift to Ukraine, it's a loan. So raise your hand if you think that that loan's ever getting paid back. Yeah, of course it's not. So why do they call it a loan? Because if they call it a loan, they can impose loan conditions. And what are the loan conditions that we impose on? Number one, an extreme austerity program, so that if you're poor in Ukraine, you're going to be poor forever. Number two, most important, Ukraine has to put all of its government-owned assets up for sale to multinational corporations, including all of its agricultural land, the biggest single asset in Europe. In Ukraine, there's been 1,000 years of war fought over that land. It's the richest farmland in the world. It's the breadbasket of Europe. 500,000 kids, almost, Ukrainian kids, have died to keep that land as part of Ukraine. They almost certainly didn't know about this loan condition. They've already sold 30% of it. The buyers were DuPont, Cargill, and Monsanto. Who do you think owns all of those companies? Yeah, BlackRock. And then in December, President Biden gave out the contract to rebuild Ukraine. And who do you think got that contract? BlackRock. So they're doing this right in front of us. They don't even care that we know anymore, because they know that they can get away with it. And how do they know that? Because they have a strategy. And that strategy is an old, old strategy, which is they keep us at war with each other. They keep us hating on each other. They keep the Republicans and Democrats fighting each other, and black against white, and all these divisions that they sow.
Huh. Well, he's not wrong. It's interesting. It's ironic that the two candidates that actually could, you know, make a really good election, let's say if Kennedy was on the Democratic side, which they've totally rejected him, and Trump was on the Republican side, which they've totally rejected him in the official, like, you know, doing debates and stuff, that would be an exciting election. That'd be like if we were 30 years ago or something, that would actually be what was going on. But both of these candidates are like, no, you guys don't need Secret Service. Well, Trump is an ex-president, but like, here we go. In response, the Biden administration granted Nikki Haley Secret Service protection while continuing to deny RFK Jr. the same protection, despite numerous verified threats to his life and repeated requests. Of course, Biden will soon be unable to protect anyone because he's being thrown under the bus. Here's another headline from a U.S. government publication saying Biden stole the 2020 election. It says voter fraud study finds Trump almost certain to win 2020. Facts matter. And this is Biden's response in his first TikTok. Okay.
These are Niners.
Two great quarterbacks, hard to decide. But if I didn't say I was for the Eagles, then I'd be sleeping alone. My wife's a Philly girl.
Game or commercials?
Game.
Game or halftime show?
Game.
Jason Kelce or Travis Kelce?
Mama Kelce. I understand she makes great chocolate chip cookies.
Deviously plotting to rig the season so the Chiefs would make the Super Bowl, or the Chiefs just being a good football team?
You'd get in trouble if I told you.
Trump or Biden?
Are you kidding? Biden.
Okay. I also saw one thing where he's like eating fried chicken with a black family. Like trying to relate and stuff. And yeah. And then I saw, talk about awkward moments. I saw a thing of Zuckerberg, you know, the Facebook robot guy, Zuckerberg at the UFC, like trying to be on his team. And he looks so out of place. He looks so like, anyway. We'll probably run overtime just a little bit. I don't think I'm gonna take it the whole second hour, but we'll run over the break and just roll. It's a joke. Threats made in 2021 by an important Biden, an important impotent, impotent, not important. Let's make a differentiation and clarification. Threats made in 2021 by an impotent Biden are now being used to warn Russia of devastating consequences if jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny dies in prison, which is what just happened. Yeah, he was in an Arctic prison up there, way up in the north there. Alexei Navalny was a terrorist. He was caught planning a color revolution to take over Russia with the help of British MI6. He was not a political opposition. He was a foreign intelligence agent, a spy. Navalny was a leader, a puppet of the West, who took control of Russia within. This is the same strategy that the Khazarian Mafia deep state used to take over Ukraine, confirms a CIA source. We have a link. Hang on, give me a second here. Okay. We have a link where we can watch secret recording of a meeting between the head of Navalny's organization, Vladimir Ashurkov, and MI6 agent James William Thomas Ford. He asked for $10 to $20 million a year to start a color revolution in Russia. We asked British intelligence about his death and received the following response. They say he was actually executed or killed by MI6 because he committed treason against Russia. They also say that he was a double agent for the German DPD. While we're on the topic of treason, it turns out that the United States government is funding its own invasion of illegal aliens crossing the southern border by handing them hundreds of millions of dollars in cash and aid through the UN. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's like we're cutting ourselves. The nation has launched an invasion against itself. Well, actually, it's from the UN, you know, organizations, but it's sanctioned by the U.S. government. What is Biden doing? All he has to do is give the word. He can get the military down. There's a lot of things he could do, but he's not, because he's complicit and guilty of high treason. So the people who forced you to get vaccinated to keep your job paid money to let in 17 million unvaccinated and unemployed people. Now, the whole vaccination thing is just a little contempt example. I wouldn't encourage anybody to get, but, you know, you get the principle here. It's like you got to do what we say and possibly die and go through all of that crap. But we're just going to, yeah, the people who forced you to get vaxxed to keep your job, let in 17 million unvaxxed and unemployed. And there's not going to be enough jobs for everybody. And they don't, a lot of them don't even want to work. They're just here for the free stuff and to commit crimes. Oh, and they're sleeper soldiers as well. In a sign that the situation is spiraling out of control, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry became the latest local government official to declare a state of emergency. The situation in the already problematic New York could worsen significantly. Truckers plan to refuse delivery in New York City starting today in a show of solidarity with former President Donald Trump following a $350 million fraud ruling against him. New York, of course, is one of the breeding grounds for the Khazarian Mafia Satanists, and the rest of the country is tired of their crimes. Meanwhile, the entire planet is rebelling against the satanic genocide taking place in the Gaza Strip. Here is an example of this uprising from the Netherlands at Central Station in Den Haag.
Beste reizigers, helaas moeten wij u meedelen dat u betrokken bent bij genocide. De Nederlandse regering gebruikt uw stem en uw belastinggeld om Israël militair, politiek en economisch te steunen bij de vernietiging van Gaza en haar bevolking.